بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم الحمد لله رب العالمين والصلاة والسلام على سيدنا ومولانا محمد وعلى آله وأصحابه أجمعين أما بعد. Respected elders, brothers, mothers and sisters listening over the receiver, in the last odd night program we had commenced reading from this kitab which is titled Remembrance of Death, written by Shaykh al-Hadith Mawlana Muhammad Zakaria Saab Rahmatullah Ali. And as we had explained, when it comes to maut and death, then this is generally something that we are very afraid of, very frightened of, to the extent that we shy away from speaking about it. At times we shy away from thinking of it, as though by us not speaking about it, keeping it out of mind, out of sight, as though it will not take place. Whereas they say the most certain thing in the world and in a person's life is his death, that a person's life will have to come to an end. And we are on a journey. Right now we are in the transit lounge. No person sets up camp in the transit lounge, makes himself comfortable, adopts it as his home, familiarizes himself with the bathrooms, with the exits, with the windows. He understands he's there for a temporary period of time, and he's going to continue his onward journey. That's why they say, كُونُوا مِنْ أَبْنَاءِ الْآخِرَةِ. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has created the dunya at our service, but Allah has created the akhirat for us. As we heard in the first program, in the first session, the akhirat has been created for us. In reality, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has created insan. Allah created our hearts, and Allah wants to fill our hearts. Allah wants to give us satisfaction. Allah wants to give us contentment. Allah wants to give us happiness. Allah wants to give us enjoyment, but Allah is telling us that dunya cannot give it to you. You can't find it in this world. The only true place where all your desires will be fulfilled, where there is true happiness, true satisfaction, true contentment, is the akhirat. But why is it that you are not working towards that? So as we mentioned, the benefit or the objective of reading through this is that slowly a person becomes conscious and he remembers that he is on this journey. Like how our beloved Shaykh Mufti Yusuf Desai Sahib Damat Barakatuhu, who gives the example of the wrist watches of old. Perhaps the older generation will remember the manual wrist watches. They did not have any battery in them. It had a mechanism that had to be wound. And every 24 hours, every 48 hours, a person had to turn the dial and turn it 10, 15, 20 times. For that 1 minute, he would turn the mechanism and it would power the watch and give it the energy to last for 24 hours, for 48 hours. So the 30 seconds of effort, but for the entire day, the time would be correct. In the same way, Hazrat explains that a person takes 5 minutes, 10 minutes, and Allah make it such that we make this our daily practice, whether we read from a kitab or ulama say sit on our bed. At the end of the day, when finally the shop has been closed, the cell phone has been put off, and a person now is retiring to bed, and he's going to face the day ahead tomorrow. Before his eyes close, take 5 minutes and think that if Malakul Maut had to visit me tonight, what will my condition be? Make this muraqabah, this meditation, that a person thinks of maut, that 5 minutes will give a person energy for the next 24 hours. How that watch now will stay correct for 24 hours, 48 hours, because of this 5 minute of muraqabah, meditation, thinking of death, now a person's mind, his heart, his direction will be straight for the rest of the day. For the next 24 hours, next 48 hours, he remembers his goal, his objective. Why did Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala put me into this dunya? So this is the purpose, this is the objective, that we have forgotten why Allah sent us here. Abu Hazim rahimahullah was a pious person. Somebody asked him on one occasion that, oh Abu Hazim, we have heard about Jannat and all the pleasures of Jannat and the enjoyment Allah has kept for us. We heard in tonight's Taraweeh Salah also, مَثَلُ الْجَنَّةِ الَّتِي وُعِدَ الْمُتَّقُونَ. Allah says, I'll just give you a sneak peek, like how we say window shopping, just a small glimpse into the pleasures of Jannat. And then Allah speaks about the rivers of honey and the rivers of milk, مِمَّاءٍ غَيْرِ آسٍ, water that will not be brackish, will not turn salty, will not become stale, sweet pure honey, wine that will not intoxicate a person. And the fruits of Jannah, in the ahadith of Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam, what description has been given? Each bite sweeter than the next. And all of the bounties and the pleasures of Jannah. So they say, oh Abu Hazim, we have heard of this. And we have read in the ahadith and in the Quran Sharif. And we hear bayan after bayan. that Allah has kept these pleasures for us, how come we don't have desire to go there? How come we're still clinging, holding on to dunya? So very beautifully he explained, عَمَّرْتُمْ دُنْيَاكُمْ وَخَرَّبْتُمْ آخِرَتَكُمْ. He says, because you forgot, therefore you made your life in this world soft. You made it easy. You cushioned yourself. You made yourself comfortable. House is paid off. Car is paid off. Alhamdulillah. I'm progressing. I'm upgrading, updating. Curtains are old. They need to be changed. The tiling needs to be redone. The house needs to be painted once again. The car is the old model. It needs to be replaced. Cell phone is, new one is out. I need to upgrade. So you made yourself comfortable in dunya. You've set yourself up. First shop, second shop. The bank accounts are full. And you have every creature comfort in dunya. You didn't send anything ahead to akhirat. That's why you got no desire. Akhirat, jannat is a barren land. Proportionate to the amount of effort a person will make, that's what Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will keep in store for him. So the purpose of reading through these ahadith of Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam, familiarizing ourselves with the stages of death and what comes after death, is so that it serves as a reminder for us. So that once again I keep the qibla of my life straight. What is the purpose of my life? What is the maqsad of my life? That is why Hazrat Damod Barakatuhu says also, how many a husband ever sat down with his wife and said, oh my beloved wife, what is the intention of your life? What is the direction of your life? Have you made the niyat of your life as yet? We've got niyat for everything. In salah we need niyat. Person is making wudu, he has niyat. At the start of the day, roza, he has niyat. Why I'm fasting? For the pleasure of Allah. I will abstain from food, from drink. He makes the intention. But oh my beloved wife, wife to ask her husband, oh my husband, have you made the niyat of your life? Why are we here? What are we working towards? Do we realize that we have akhirat to come ahead? Like how they say now, the youngster will say, I want a romantic relationship. I'll message her, she'll message me, I'll send one teddy bear for her, I'll send one bouquet of roses for her, her favorite chocolate. But how many of us ever thought, what was the romance of Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam? They say that now the husband will ask his wife, what para are you reading? I'm reading same para as you. That's the romance. Have you read your salah? She'll wake him up for tahajjud. Comes in the hadith sharif also. Allah has mercy on that person. Wakes up for tahajjud salah, makes wudu, and then he goes to his spouse, and she is struggling to wake up, and he takes some water, he sprinkles it on her, he wakes her up. She does the same for him. That is romance. That's what I'm supposed to be aspiring for. But shaitan deceived us. Shaitan made us think that my life is the life of dunya. Like how we see the slogans, you only live once. And the youngsters will say it also. They'll have it on their display pic also. You only live once. Just do it. There's no consequences. For us to understand the deception of shaitan, just some light-hearted incident to understand the deception of shaitan. So they say Musa bhai had a problem. Every night, grown man, but he would wet the bed. And he would wake up and his wife would get upset with him. Musa bhai, what's wrong with you? Look at your age and you're still wetting the bed. Can't you sort yourself out? So he would say to her that you don't understand. Every night when I go to sleep, in my dream, my best friend comes. Who's your best friend? Shaitan. So what he does with you? So he says, Shaitan comes and he says, Musa, you my friend, let's go for a walk. And he takes me to a beautiful lush garden. And he takes me for a walk. He shows me all the flowers and all the trees and the birds that are flying overhead. And he takes me on a long walk. He says, there's still more to see. And what a beautiful garden. Eventually the walk is so long that now I need to relieve myself. So I tell him, listen, I need a break now. I need to relieve myself. So he shows me in the corner, there's a modern high-tech toilet. And very fancy. It's got a cushion on the seat. And everything works automatically. You press the button, it will make istinja for you. And he says, don't worry, I'll wait here. You go and relieve yourself and then we'll continue. So he shows me this in my dream. And I go into the toilet, I sit down and I relieve myself. And only then I realize I'm still sitting in my bed. And there's no garden, there's no fancy toilet. He deceives me like this. So his wife said to him, Musa bhai, if only you told me this all this time, that shaitan is your best friend, why don't we use this to our advantage at least? That ask him to show you where's all the treasures and the gold and silver. He's here from the time of Adam alayhi salatu wasalam. He must be knowing. So let's get some benefit out of this friendship at least. Here he's making you wet the bed. I'm scolding you every morning. Ask him now, he must do something for us. So he says, that's why I married you. You're an intelligent woman. So tomorrow night I'll ask him. So he says, the next night he went to sleep. And in his dream he sees Shaitan again. Shaitan says, come, let's go for our walk. So he said, I'm not coming with you. Every night you deceive me, now you must do something for me. Shaitan says, Musa, why you didn't tell me? We're best friends. What you want, I'll give it to you. So he says, my wife said, I must ask you that show me where's the treasures, where's the gold and silver. He says, why you didn't tell me? I'll take you now. You should have asked me long time ago. So he takes him. And he takes him to one room, and he opens the room, and there he sees one large chest, treasure chest. So he says to him, open the chest and you'll see what's inside. He opens it, he sees diamonds, gold, rubies, emeralds of great value. So he says to him that, can I take it home with me? So Shaitan says, by all means, it's yours. So he says, okay, but will you help me to take it? So he says, no, I can't help you, but I've shown it to you. Now you pick it up and you take it. So anyway, he woke up. He woke up from his dream and he sees his wife is looking at him and she's about to hit him. He says, what happened? So he explains to his wife that now when I went to pick up that treasure chest, it was so heavy that as I tried to lift it, leave the number one, the number two came out also. Now he really messed the bed. And his wife told him, you know what, better you give talaq to this friend of yours. He can't do anything for us. So ulama explained that is shaitan. الشيطان يعيدكم الفقر ويأمركم بالفحشاء. Shaitan will promise you, if you don't listen to me, poverty will come your way. Sadness will come your way. Difficulty will come your way. Hardship will come to you. You give up guna and sin, what's going to happen to you? What life you'll have left? There's no enjoyment. And you live forever and ever. Have lengthy aspirations and hopes. Don't worry, you've still got another 40 years, 50 years, 60 years. Ask myself also, if we hear that there's some 30-year-old, 35-year-old diagnosed with cancer, stage 4. Doctors gave him 3-4 months left to live. We say, inna lillahi wa inna ilayhi raji'un. What must be going through his mind? He only got 3 months left. How his wife must be feeling, what his children must be. But how many times did I think to myself, do I even have 3 months left? What guarantee do I have that I'll see the next 30 years, 40 years, 50 years? So nevertheless, coming back to our discussion, why we go through this kitab and meditation on death and the stages of death, to remind ourselves once again, what is my maqsad, what is my purpose in dunya? The other night we read a short passage with regard to the mouth of a pious person, how the angels will welcome him, 50 malaika or 500 malaika, to make his istiqbal, and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will then give him the fragrance of Jannah to smell, and this will be like an anesthetic, and then his ruh will be taken out. Further, he now mentions that these angels, before the people of dunya can apply itar on this mayyit, on this body, the angels quickly apply the perfume upon which they brought from Jannah. Then they form a line on both sides, from the door of his home till the grave. They welcome him with dua, they seek forgiveness on his behalf. Looking at this spectacle, Shaitan cries so loud that his bones begin to break. He says to his army, to his henchmen, may you be destroyed, how did this person escape from your clutches? You had his whole life to bring him on our side, how did he escape? So they reply, he was protected. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala protected him. He made the right decisions, Allah came to his rescue. Thereafter, Malakul Maut takes his soul and proceeds upwards. Jibreel alayhi salatu wasalam welcomes him with 70,000 angels. These angels give him glad tidings from the side of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Thereafter, Malakul Maut takes him to the throne of Allah. Reaching there, the soul falls into sajda. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, take my servant's soul to the gardens of Jannah. When his body is placed in the grave, his salah stands on his right hand side, his fasting on his left hand side, recitation of the Quran and remembrance of Allah ta'ala above his head. The steps that he took for salah with jamaat stand next to his legs. The patience that he bore upon calamities and his refraining from sin stand in one corner of the grave. Thereafter, adab and punishment enters the grave and stretches its neck to reach towards him. So now the adab of Allah comes. If he tries to reach from the right hand side, salah says to it, keep away. By Allah, this person always bore difficulty in this world. Now he has the opportunity to sleep with ease. Punishment now tries to approach from the left-hand side, but his sawm, his fasting prevents it. Thereafter he tries to approach from the head side. This time the recitation of Quran and Zikr block him, saying you have no right to approach. In short, he cannot reach the deceased person from where he wants to enter, because his ibadat protects the friend of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Punishment then becomes helpless and returns. At this instance, Sabr and patience, who were standing in one corner, says to the various ibadat, I was waiting to assist that side which would have appeared weak. If there was any deficiency in his ibadat, his salah, his sawm, his Quran tilawat, then his sabr says that I was prepared to step in and assist. I would have been the spare wheel. Thereafter two angels approach. Their eyes shine like lightning and their voice sounds like thunder. Their canine teeth are as big as the horns, as big as an animal's horns, down towards their feet. And the distance between their two shoulders should be covered only after several days of journey. They do not even have a touch of affection and softness. However, they do not treat the believers severely. These two angels are called Munkar and Nakir. Each one of them holds such a huge and heavy hammer that if all human beings and jinnat in this world wish to lift it, they will be unable to do so. They approach the deceased person and instruct him to sit up. The person immediately sits up and the shroud falls from his head to his hips. And then the questioning of the grave will commence. All of this, my dear brothers, is reality. We throw the sand on the qabr, Surah Yasin is recited, the family members will shed a few tears, give it half an hour, 45 minutes, his sons are gone back home, his wife is at home, his parents are gone back, his closest associates and friends are eating the kheer at home. There's nobody left there with him. And the questioning of the qabr will start. On that day, Mashayikh say, it will not be my knowledge, the knowledge of deen that I had, the gift of the gab I had in dunya, but it will be a sound heart. I protected my heart, I purified and cleansed my heart, then only the answers will come onto my lips. It should not be, Hazrat says also, it should not be that outwardly I have the garb of iman, and I think that I'm okay. Alhamdulillah, I've got a beard, I'm wearing kurta, I'm in the masjid also, I give so much sadaqah also, people call me a pious person, people call me an alim of deen, imam sahab, mashallah. But inside there's no reality. Hazrat gives the example, he says, a person was preparing for his journey, driving from Durban to Joburg. And he went to the shop, he bought a CD with his favorite reciter of Quran Sharif, Imam of the Haram. And it's written, Juz Amma, Tattiyat Para. And he plans that on my journey, I'll play the CD, at least I'll listen to the Quran Sharif, my favorite reciter. And a beautiful cover, it's got the picture of the Haram of Makkah Mukarrama also. He paid for that CD, he has it. And he starts his journey, he puts the CD into the CD player, and nothing is playing. He puts the volume louder, he takes it out, he shines it, wipes it, maybe some dirt came onto it, he puts it back again, still nothing. Then he realizes that what was on the cover and what's on the CD is two different things. This was a blank CD. They forgot to record on it. The cover, mashallah, shows Juz Amma, 30th para, Haram Sharif picture, and recites a Qari so and so. But the CD has nothing, it's blank, nothing is coming out. Hazrat says, it should not be the same way that outwardly I have the garb of iman. And it looks like I'm ummati of Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam. MashaAllah, I have iman, strong iman within me, but my heart has not been purified and cleansed. It should not be when I go into the qabr also, it's a blank CD. Allah protect us. That now the angels pose the questions and I can't answer. So here it will not be our ilm, our knowledge, but it will be the purity of the heart, person's strength of iman now, that will allow him to answer correctly. So this is the stages of death and the stage of the qabr for a pious person. And thereafter, Hazrat now speaks about the condition of a disobedient person. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala instructs Malakul Maut, that now go to my enemy and bring his soul. I gave him everything in abundance. I showered my bounties upon him from all four sides in the world. Yet he was disobedient to me. Bring him so that I may punish him. Malakul Maut approaches in a very frightening form. According to this narration, he mentions that he has 12 eyes. He holds a very thick and huge iron club made from the fire of Jahannam, which has thorns on it. He has 500 angels under his command. They bring a large blade of copper with them. They hold big and huge burning coals of Jahannam in their hands and whoops of blazing fire. As soon as the Malakul Maut approaches him, he strikes him with the thick iron club, the thorns of which penetrate into every vein and fiber of his. Then he pulls it out. The other angels begin to strike his face. They strike his hips with their whips, causing him to become unconscious. Thereafter they extract his soul from the toes of his feet and stop it in the knees. They then extract the soul from the hair and stop it at various places in order to cause pain and difficulty to him. They stop the soul in the stomach, and from here they extract it until it reaches the chest. The angels then place the copper and the blazing coal of Jahannam under his chin. Thereafter Malakul Maut says, O accursed soul, come out and proceed to that Jahannam which has been described as follows. In such a fire, boiling water, and a cloud of black smoke, which will not be cooled, nor will it give comfort. The ayat of Surah Al-Waqi'ah. Then when his soul is extracted from the body, it addresses the body and says, May Allah Ta'ala punish you. You always hastened me in the disobedience of Allah. You were always slow in obeying Allah. You have destroyed both of us. The body speaks to the soul in the very same manner. The earth upon which he used to disobey Allah curses him, and the army of shaitan runs quickly to Iblis to give the good news that one more person has reached Jahannam. We got him on our side. When his body is placed in the grave, the ground closes in upon him, so that one side of his ribs penetrate into the other. Black serpents are let loose upon him, which begin biting him from the nose on one side and the toes of his feet on the other side, until they meet in the center. Here Hazrat explains also, person, summer's night, and the aircon wasn't working. So he came home, the room was hot, and he opened the window. And by chance, one mosquito got into the room, or one fly got into the room. And it was too late, and then he closed the window. And that fly is still there. And he doesn't realize, he turns off the lights. And then he gets into bed, and then suddenly he hears the buzzing of the mosquito or the fly. And he can hear it flying past him, past his ear. Then it settles on his hand. And then he shoos it away, it goes onto the wall. After a few minutes again, a person loses his entire sleep for the night. He just can't have one fly, one mosquito. He puts on the light again, and now he's chasing it with his sandals, he's trying to catch it, trying to chase it out of the room. He might spend 10 minutes just getting that one mosquito out. Why? Because I can't get sleep, this one insect is troubling me. In the qabr, it will not be one mosquito, one fly. There it will be scorpions, snakes, serpents from Jahannam. This is a reality. I can't tolerate one mosquito in dunya. How dare I think I'll be able to tolerate this in the qabr? They say this muraqabah and meditation, when a person is taken over by the desire of guna and sin, to bring this at the front of our mind. That if I can't bear one mosquito in dunya, how will I bear the serpents of the grave? I can't take one matchstick touching me in dunya. Person by mistake just took one sip of that boiling hot tea, and how he screams that it burnt his tongue, and he feels the effects of it for the next 3 days. Anything he eats also, he can feel the tip of his tongue is burnt. Just one boiling cup of tea, how will I drink the blazing water of Jahannam? This is a reality. But as we heard, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is not waiting to punish us. Allah gives us these descriptions, these ahadith, the description of Jahannam, the adab of qabr. Allah gives it to us, why? As a deterrent. Not because I want to punish you, but now, come to your senses once again. Come sober up, come out of your intoxicated state, and now at least obey me a little bit. And here ulama explain also, all Allah is asking for is a little bit. Few minutes in the day, fard salah, little bit of Quran tilawat, just protect your gaze a little bit, and that's it. You got shortcut to Jannat. Allah is not asking us for a lot. Hazrat Hakim Sahib Rahmatullah Alayhi would say also, in our era, in our time, he would say in the past, the mashayikh and the ulama would advise very lengthy prescriptions, so much of zikrullah, and they would put very heavy restrictions upon their murideen, upon people. That if you want to reach Allah, you will have to exert yourself. Because the environment was different. Things were much cleaner, there was a lot more modesty, to commit sin was so much more difficult, so they had to make an effort. But he would say in our era, our zamana, all Allah is asking, just stay away from my displeasure, that's all. Just don't break my... He would say, eat nicely, eat the best of food also. Sleep on the best, enjoy how much of sleep you want. Enjoy your time with your family. Go out, have a leisurely walk and stroll also. Look at the qudrat of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, just don't look at haram. Protect your eyes, protect your ears, protect your heart, protect your mind, and you will become advanced jannati in this world. So Allah has made our task very, very easy. For us to pluck up the courage. We mentioned the other night also, that for us to pluck up the courage. and realize that one day I will have to stand before Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. They say a person will leave this world in one of three conditions. Either he will leave this world as a disbeliever. Allah protect, Allah save us. Or secondly, he will leave this world as a believer with gunas and sins. He'll take all that baggage and he'll have to stand before Allah. The third option, ball is in our court, he will leave this world as a believer who made tawbah. He slipped, he fell, but he asked Allah for forgiveness. The choice is ours. How do I want to leave this world? Allah is giving us opportunities these Mubarak nights, as we mentioned the other night also, these are nights for us to make decisions with Allah. Whatever my past life is, ulama say, put it behind me. Even if this morning I broke the command of Allah, if I raise my hands and make tawbah, I must have yaqeen and conviction. Allah says, it's done, it's over, it's forgotten. At-ta'ibu habibullah. Ulama say, person makes tawbah, the sin is wiped out, you now have become the beloved of Allah overnight. Immediately, you made sincere tawbah, Allah says, now come, I extend my hand of friendship to you, become my friend. Now, what happens, nafs and shaitan will make a person think, you made tawbah, but you still did it, the effect will be there. And what if you go back to it, and this is your life, this is who you are. Ulama say, this is the deception of shaitan. Tonight we raise our hands, we make tawbah, sincere tawbah, whatever sins I have committed, right up until this moment, whatever evil thoughts I may have, abuse of the gaze, abuse of the tongue, abuse of the heart, I hurt somebody, then we ask them for forgiveness. But any other guna and sin I committed, Ya Allah, I'm making sincere tawbah to you. Even if I don't want to change, Hazrat Dam Barakatuh says also, that speak honestly to Allah. Ya Allah, I don't want to change, I don't want to give it up. I'm enjoying it too much, but still make me change. Still make me change, you do it for me. Be honest with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Mawlana spoke earlier about talab-e sadiq, to have that genuine desire in the heart. And then no matter how far we are, see how Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will create a revolution in my heart. The peace of mind, the contentment, what the pious people are enjoying, in the one rakat of tahajjud salah, each time temptation comes lowering their gaze, turning away from haram, person who is committing zina also is not finding that enjoyment. Person who is in substance abuse is not finding that enjoyment. We'll end with just this one karguzari, one incident, which we mentioned before also. It was one person who was a drug addict, and his entire life had come out in substance abuse. His parents grew tired of him, his friends also got tired of him, nobody wanted to look at him also. Nevertheless, it was one alim who was close to him, and this alim was in Pakistan, he was in the path of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And one morning, after the program, he sees this brother, this drug addict, he sees him there, in the masjid. So he says, what are you doing here, all the way in Pakistan? So he says, no, I'm also in the path of Allah. So he says, how you ended up here? So he says, you know what, let me explain to you what happened. He says that, you know where I came from. I was on the streets, my parents disowned me, my friends didn't want to look at me also, I was a lost case, and I just couldn't give up my habit. My addiction was too strong. The enjoyment I used to feel, the ecstasy I used to feel, just waiting for the next fix, even though I knew it was the wrong thing, but I couldn't get rid of it. So he says, what happened? So he says, it was the month of Ramadan, big night, somehow or the other I made it into the masjid, and I raised my hands before Allah, and I made a deal with Allah. He says, what deal you made with him? He says, I said to him, that, oh Allah, you know the enjoyment and the ecstasy you gave me in my drugs, and in my womanizing, in my clubbing, and you know the enjoyment that I crave. He says, oh Allah, I make a deal with you. If you give me that ecstasy and enjoyment in the amal of deen, in the program in the masjid, in the zikrullah that takes place, in the salah that takes place, give me that enjoyment in my heart, I promise you I'll give up my addiction. He says, I cried, and I made this deal with Allah, and I made my dua, and I left the masjid. The next morning I came for Fajr Salah, and I sat in the program. He says, I take a qasam in Allah, the ecstasy and the enjoyment that went through my body, I felt as though every hair on my body was dipped in honey. The ecstasy that Allah gave me in that one program of deen, I never found it in my years of drug abuse. He said, there and then I gave it up. I gave it up for good, and I dedicated my life to deen. I joined one jamaat, now I'm here in the path of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in a foreign country. He gave it up just like that. Allah gave him the taste of the sweetness of deen. So make those deals with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Just as Allah gave it to them, Allah can give it to us. Ya Allah, I tasted the sweetness in in drugs, in music, in women, in abusing my gaze, in speaking lies, in chasing after dunya. Now Allah give me that same enjoyment in deen. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give us tawfiq and understanding. Wa akhiru da'wana alhamdulillahi rabbil alameen. We'll make zikrullah and dua inshaAllah. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم اللهم صل على سيدنا محمد وعلى آل سيدنا محمد وبارك وسلم فاذكروني أذكركم لا إله إلا الله محمد رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم لا إله إلا الله 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 محمد رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم لا إله إلا الله 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 محمد رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم لا إله إلا الله 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 محمد رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم. When we take the name of Allah, then Mashaykh explained to us that we take the name of Allah with deep-hearted love for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. That a person says to himself that I have given my heart to everything besides Allah. That's why in my life I have given my heart to illicit love, to some haram woman, some haram person. I have given my love to dunya, to my car, to my home. Now I want to give my heart to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Only Allah can take care of the heart. Allah is the creator of the heart. With deep-hearted love, we take the name of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and we address Allah. That as I'm taking the name of Allah, oh Allah, you come into my heart, come into my mind, come into my hands, into my feet, into my limbs, take over my body. Let your muhabbat, let your ma'rifat permeate every vein of my body. That now I move with the love of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Now I am afraid to displease Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala because I don't want that relationship to be broken. So we take the name of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala with love and understanding that Allah loves me right now. Hadith Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam says, أَنَا جَلِيسُ مَنْ ذَكَرَنِي. Allah says in the Hadith Qudsi, that person who makes my dhikr and remembers me, I am his jalis. I am sitting right next to him. I am sitting with him. I hear the cries of his heart. I know his desires. I know his needs. Like this we take the name of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah jalla jalaluhu ta'ala sha'nuhu. Alhamdulillahi Rabbil Alameen. Allahumma laka alhamdu kulluhu wa laka alshukru kulluhu. Ilayka yurja'u al-amru kulluhu ala niyatuhu wa sirruhu. Allahumma laka alhamdu kama yanbaghi li jalali wajhika wa azimi sultanik. Allahumma salli ala Sayyidina Muhammad wa ala ali Sayyidina Muhammad wa barik wa sallim. Allahumma Rabbana zalamna anfusana wa in lam taghfir lana wa tarhamna lanakunanna min al-khasirin. رب اغفر وارحم وأنت خير الراحمين رب اغفر وارحم وأنت خير الراحمين رب اغفر وارحم وأنت خير الراحمين اللهم إنك عفو تحب العفو فاعف عنا اللهم إنك عفو تحب العفو فاعف عنا اللهم إنك عفو تحب العفو فاعف عنا اللهم يا أول الأولين، يا آخر الآخرين، يا ذا القوة المتين، يا راحم المساكين، يا أرحم الراحمين، يا أرحم الراحمين، يا أرحم الراحمين، يا ذا الجلال والإكرام، يا حنان يا منان، يا حي يا قيوم، برحمتك نستغيث، أصلح لنا شأننا كله، ولا تكلنا إلى أنفسنا طرفة عين، أصلح لنا شأننا كله، ولا تكلنا إلى أنفسنا طرفة عين. اللهم يا حليم يا كريم، يا ذا القوة المتين، يا أرحم الراحمين. Oh my most beloved Allah, most kareem Allah, most kind Allah, most compassionate Allah, most loving Allah, most tolerant Allah, most concealing Allah. O my Kareem Rahim Allah, we have raised our hands before you on this Mubarak night, O my Kareem Allah. O my Kareem Rahim Allah, we have raised our hands with hope in your mercy, O my Allah. Ya Allah, we have heard of your unlimited mercy, O my Allah. Ya Allah, your special love for the ummah of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. O my Kareem Rahim Allah, we are the weak part of the ummah of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Ya Allah, we have come to you tonight, Ya Allah. We have raised our begging bowls before you, O my Allah. Ya Allah, we have come with nothing to offer besides our gunas and sins, O my Allah. Ya Allah, we have come with confessions, O my Kareem Rahim Allah. Ya Allah, we cannot shy away from our gunas and sins, O my Allah. Ya Allah, Ya Allah, we have come to make shukriya to you, O my Allah. Ya Allah, every bounty and blessing we enjoy is from you, O my Allah. Ya Allah, you gave us our existence, O my Allah. Our hands are from you, our feet are from you, our eyes are from you, our homes and cars are from you, O my Allah. Our shops and businesses are from you, O my Allah. Our wives and children and families are from you, O my Allah. O my Kareem Rahim Allah, what bounty is there that you have not given to us, O my Allah? Ya Allah, you gave us our eyes to look at Kaaba Sharif, O my Allah. You gave us our eyes to look at our parents, O my Allah. You gave us our eyes to look at Quran Sharif, O my Allah. Ya Allah, we only looked at dirt and filth, O my Allah. Ya Allah, we looked at every filthy website, O my Allah. Ya Allah, we looked at those who are haram for us, O my Allah. Ya Allah, you gave us our ears to listen to Quran Sharif, O my Allah. Ya Allah, we filled our ears with music, O my Allah. Ya Allah, we listened to ghibat and backbiting, O my Allah. Ya Allah, we listened to vulgar words and talk, O my Kareem Rahim Allah. Ya Allah, every limb of ours you gave to us, we disobeyed you with it, O my Allah. Ya Allah, we have come tonight to confess before you, O my Kareem Rahim Allah. Ya Allah, there is nowhere we can hide, O my Allah. Ya Allah, there is nowhere we can duck from you, O my Allah. Ya Allah, in this dunya we can hide and duck from people, O my Allah. Ya Allah, our parents didn't see us, O my Allah. Our wives didn't see us, O my Allah. Ya Allah, society didn't see us, O my Allah. Ya Allah, but you were watching, O my Kareem Rahim Allah. Ya Allah, your camera was upon us at all times, O my Allah. Ya Allah, the recording was taking place. The malaika were writing down, O my Kareem Rahim Allah. Ya Allah, we have come tonight to ask you for forgiveness, O my Allah. Ya Allah, forgive us, O my Kareem Rahim Allah. Ya Allah, press the delete button on our gunas and sins, O my Allah. Ya Allah, our sins have broken our backs, O my Allah. Ya Allah, nafs and shaitan have gotten hold of us, O my Allah. We don't know which direction to turn to, O my Allah. Ya Allah, that wave of temptation just floors us, O my Kareem Rahim Allah. We have absolutely no strength to pick ourselves up anymore, O my Allah. Ya Allah, every direction we turn, there is fitna upon fitna upon fitna, O my Allah. It has become so difficult to protect our gaze, O my Allah, to protect our ears, O my Allah, to protect our heart and our mind, O my Allah. O my Kareem Rahim Allah, you cleanse and purify us, O my Allah. Ya Allah, forgive us completely on this Mubarak night, O my Allah. Ya Allah, shower your rahmat and mercy upon every single one of us in this gathering, O my Allah, upon the entire ummah of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. O my Kareem Rahim Allah, Ya Allah, forgive us, O my Allah. Forgive our parents, O my Allah. Forgive our spouses, O my Allah. Forgive our children, O my Allah. Forgive the entire ummah of Nabi alayhi salatu wa salam, O my Kareem Rahim Allah. O my beloved Allah, give us the strength of iman, O my Allah, conviction in your dhat, O my Allah. Give us taqwa of our heart, O my Allah. Ya Allah, that we can recognize good from evil, O my Allah. Ya Allah, give us the strength and courage to avoid your disobedience, O my Allah. O my Kareem Rahim Allah, we cannot stay away, Ya Allah, on our own, O my Allah. Ya Allah, we have tried for all these years, O my Allah. Ya Allah, day in and day out we try and we slip, O my Allah. Ya Allah, last year Ramadan we found ourselves in the same position, O my Allah. The year before we were in the same condition, O my Allah. Ya Allah, how many more false promises we will make to you, O my Allah. Ya Allah, how much more we will deceive ourselves, O my Allah. Ya
Allah give us the reality of Iman, oh my Allah. Give us the reality of your muhabbat and your love, oh my Allah. Ya Allah, in the dunya nobody likes to be deceived. Nobody likes to be made a fool of. Oh my Allah, we have deceived ourselves, oh my Allah. We have made ourselves the biggest fools, oh my Allah. Ya Allah, we gave our hearts over to everything besides you, oh my Allah. Ya Allah, now, oh my Allah, we have raised our hands, ya Allah. Ya Allah, we are extending our hand towards you, ya Allah. Ya Allah, we know you have already extended your hand of friendship towards us, oh my Kareem Allah. Ya Allah, pull us into your court, oh my Allah. Don't let go of us, oh my Allah. Ya Allah, Ramadan will come to an end, oh my Allah. This mahal and environment will come to an end, oh my Allah. Shaitan will be waiting for us. Nafs will be waiting for us. How many youngsters is fearful, oh my Allah? What will happen after the month of Ramadan? Ya Allah, you protect us, oh my Allah. You protect us, oh my Allah. Save us from guna and sin, oh my Allah. Save us from evil company, oh my Allah. Ya Allah, keep us in the company of the pious and your friends, oh my Kareem, Rahim Allah. Oh my beloved Allah. Oh my Allah, Sahaba Kiram radiyallahu anhum had any difficulty, any worry, any grief, any stress, they would go and look at the Mubarak face of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Ya Allah, they had his door to knock on, oh my Allah. They would go and put their problems in front of him. Ya Allah, with just one word, he would wipe out all of their problems and their worries would disappear, oh my Allah. Ya Allah, we don't have Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam, oh my Allah. Ya Allah, who do we go to, oh my Allah? Where do we turn to, oh my Allah? Hum kidhar jaye, oh my Allah, kisse kahe? Ya Allah, who do we turn to? Who do we cry our hearts to, oh my Allah? Ya Allah, there is only your door, oh my Allah. We have come to your doorstep tonight, oh my Allah. Ya Allah, we have come as your slaves, oh my Allah. With humility, oh my Allah. Ya Allah, confessing to our gunas and sins, oh my Allah. Having hope in your rahmat and mercy, oh my Allah. Ya Allah, change the condition of our lives, oh my Allah. Ya Allah, we are tired of disobeying you, oh my Allah. Ya Allah, we are sick and tired of disobeying you and following shaitan, oh my Allah. Ya Allah, make a decision of our hidayat, oh my Allah. Ya Allah, if you will make a decision, no one can question you, oh my Allah. No one can stop you, oh my Allah. Oh my Kareem, Rahim Allah. The skies are in your control, oh my Allah. The clouds are in your control. The heavens are in your control. The angels are in your control. The animals are in your control. Insan is in your control. Jinnat is in your control, oh my Allah. The armies of the world are in your control. Governments are in your control. Oh my Kareem, Rahim Allah, Majaril Qadha belongs to you. The high court of the skies belongs to you, oh my Allah. Oh my Allah, from that court make a decision for our hidayat, oh my Allah. No one can question you, oh my Allah. No one can oppose you, oh my Allah. Oh my Kareem, Rahim Allah, make that decision to become our friends tonight, oh my Allah. Make us yours and become ours, oh my Allah. Allahumma kullana waj'alna lak. Allahumma kullana waj'alna lak. Allahumma kullana waj'alna lak. Oh my beloved Allah, if you will become ours, our life in this world is made, oh my Allah. Our iman will be made, our qabr will be made, our akhirat will be made. We will have nothing to worry about and to fear, oh my Allah. Ya Allah, if you will let go of us, what will happen to us, oh my Allah? Ya Allah, where will we be, oh my Allah? Oh my Kareem, Rahim Allah, through the barakat, the tufail and sadaqah of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, pull us towards you, oh my Allah. Accept us, oh my Allah. Oh my Allah, the month of Ramadan has come almost to an end, oh my Allah. Ya Allah, accept all our broken efforts, oh my Allah. Our Quran tilawat, our fasting, our taraweeh salah, our sadaqah. Ya Allah, all the little efforts that we have made, oh my Allah. You are Kareem, O my Allah. Give us the full reward and double the reward, O my Kareem, Rahim Allah. Give us tawfiq now to exert ourselves in the remaining moments of the month of Ramadan. O my Kareem, Rahim Allah. Wherever the ummah of Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam is in any difficulty, any parishani, any worry, O my Allah, you blow the winds of afiyat, O my Allah. Ya Allah, all those who are sick and ailing, give them shifai kamil, ajil, mustaqir, da'im. Ya Allah, there are so many people who have been diagnosed with illnesses and sicknesses, oh my Allah. They are losing hope. The doctors are losing hope, oh my Allah. Oh my Kareem, Rahim Allah. Ya Allah, but anything is possible for you, oh my Allah. Ya Allah, you cure them completely with no trace of illness, oh my Allah. Oh my Allah, so many people who are in poverty, they have debts that are piling up on them. They are struggling to make ends meet, oh my Allah.
Oh my Allah, you provide for them from your unseen treasures and sources, oh my Allah. Give them halal and tayyib sustenance, oh my Allah. Open the doors, ya Allah, of sustenance for them, oh my Kareem Rahim Allah. Open the doors of barakat and blessings for them, oh my Allah. Oh my Allah, there are so many people who have worries and concerns, ya Allah. They have fears, ya Allah. Ya Allah, you remove their concerns and their worries, oh my Allah. Ya Allah, you know the desire in the heart of each and every one that has raised their hands tonight, oh my Allah. Ya Allah, you know those desires that we cannot even articulate and speak, oh my Allah. Ya Allah, you fulfill the desires of our hearts, oh my Allah. Ya Allah, take care of us, take care of our iman, oh my Allah. Protect our iman, the iman of our children, our grandchildren, our progenies till the day of Qiyamah. Save us from shirk, from kufr, from nifaq, from hypocrisy. Oh my Allah, save us from turning away from you, oh my Kareem Rahim Allah. Ya Allah, make us those who establish salah in our lives, oh my Allah. Ya Allah, make us those who will read the Quran every day of our lives, oh my Allah. Ya Allah, make our children pious in the coolness of our eyes, oh my Allah. Ya Allah, make us in them atqiya, sulaha, abrar. Ya Allah, who will become close to you, oh my Allah. Your close friends, oh my Allah. Oh my Kareem Rahim Allah. Those who have passed on, ya Allah. From the ummah of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, especially those of us whose parents have left this world, our relatives and close ones have left this world, ya Allah, fill their qubur with noor, oh my Allah. Expand their graves as far as their eyes can see. Ya Allah, remove any adab of qabr that may be afflicting them, oh my Allah. Raise their stages, grant them jannatul firdaus. Oh my Kareem Rahim Allah, when it is our turn to leave this world, ya Allah, let us leave this world in a condition that you are pleased with us, oh my Allah. Ya Allah, don't let the angel of death find us breaking your command, oh my Allah. It should not be that we are viewing some filthy or dirty website at that time, that we are speaking to someone who is haram for us, that we are speaking some lie, that we are cheating, that we are involved in some interest-bearing transaction, that we are in the wrong place and the Malakul Maut finds us there. Oh my Allah, protect us from that, oh my Allah. Ya Allah, give us tawfiq of making tawbah before our maut, oh my Allah. Ya Allah, let the angel of death find us in a good place, oh my Allah. Ya Allah, take us to Madina Munawwara. Ya Allah, in that condition, let the angel of death find us. Ya Allah, give us maut in Madina Munawwara, burial in Baqi, intercession of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Give us to drink from his Mubarak hands at the Hawza Kawthar on the day of Qiyamah. Oh my Allah, give us our books of deeds in our right hand, oh my Allah. Make our hisab easy for us, ya Allah. Allow us to cross the pool sirat with ease and with speed, oh my Allah. Enter us into Jannat without any hisab, oh my Kareem Rahim Allah. Oh my beloved Allah. Ya Allah, no one comes to your court and leaves empty-handed, oh my Allah. Ya Allah, brothers have gathered here tonight, oh my Allah. The bodies are tired, oh my Allah. The eyes are closing, oh my Allah. Ya Allah, people had long days at work, oh my Allah. Tomorrow they've got to go back to work. Ya Allah, still they took time out to come and sit in your house, oh my Allah. Ya Allah, because we have hope that you will give us something, oh my Allah. Ya Allah, take pity upon this weak gathering, oh my Allah. Ya Allah, and give us something, oh my Kareem Rahim Allah. Distribute your muhabbat and your love amongst us, oh my Allah. Shower us, ya Allah, with your rahmat and your mercy, oh my Kareem Rahim Allah. Oh my Allah, take pity upon the ummah of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Ya Allah, you ease the plight of the ummah, oh my Kareem Rahim Allah. Especially our brothers and sisters in Gaza, in Palestine and in other places of the world. Oh my Allah, take pity upon them, oh my Allah. Ya Allah, have mercy upon them, oh my Allah. Ya Allah, look at their tears and their cries, oh my Allah. Ya Allah, you come to their assistance and their aid, oh my Allah. Ya Allah, you create a ceasefire, oh my Allah. Give them victory over the oppressors, oh my Kareem Rahim Allah. Ya Allah, restore to them what is rightfully theirs, oh my Allah. Ya Allah, they have no food, ya Allah, you feed them. They have no clothes, you clothe them, oh my Allah. You shelter them, oh my Kareem Rahim Allah. Ya Allah, what kind of Eid will they have this year, oh my Allah? But in our homes, oh my Allah, the menus are being prepared, the desserts are being made, the ingredients are being bought. Ya Allah, they don't know where they will get the next sip of water from, oh my Allah. Allah, forgive us for our ingratitude, oh my Allah. Ya Allah, all that you gave us, all that we do is complain and complain. Ya Allah, forgive us, oh my Kareem Rahim Allah. Don't test us by taking away your bounties and blessings from us, oh my Allah. Ya Allah, we are too weak to bear any of your tests, oh my Allah. Ya Allah, don't test us with ill health, ya Allah. Don't test us with poverty, oh my Allah. Don't test us by taking away our family members and close ones, oh my Allah. Ya Allah, test us through shukr, oh my Allah. Give us tawfiq to make shukr for your ni'mats and your bounties. Oh my Kareem Rahim Allah, all the works of deen taking place, Ya Allah, the masajid, madaris, makatib, organizations, khanqas, the ulama-i kiram, the jamaats that are moving in your path, Ya Allah, you accept all the good works of deen, O my Allah. Give them tarqi and increase, O my Allah. Give them ikhlas and qabuliyat. O my Allah, give us a share in their rewards, O my Kareem Rahim Allah. Ya Allah, preserve deen in our country, O my Allah. Ya Allah, preserve the ulama-i kiram, ulama-i haq, the sulaha, the abrar, the pious people that we have amongst us, O my Allah. Give us tawfiq of benefiting from them, O my Allah. Ya Allah, reward our mashayikh, Ya Allah, for teaching us, O my Kareem Rahim Allah. Ya Allah, all our mashayikh and our asatiza, Hazrat Yunus Patel Sahib Rahmatullah Ali, all his efforts, O my Allah. Ya Allah, you elevate him, raise his stages, O my Allah. Allow his fuyuz and his teachings to spread, O my Kareem Rahim Allah. And all our asatiza, all our mashayikh, Ya Allah, you keep them with afiyat, with sihat, with salamat, with good health. Ya Allah, give us tawfiq of benefiting from them, of spending time in their company, O my Allah. O my Kareem Rahim Allah, protect deen in our country, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, unite the hearts of the Muslim Ummah, O my Kareem Rahim Allah. Ya Allah, unite the hearts of the ulama-i kiram upon haqq, O my Allah. Upon that which will please you, O my Kareem Rahim Allah. Ya Allah, protect us from infighting, O my Allah. Protect us from jealousy, from hatred, from envy, O my Kareem Rahim Allah. O my beloved Allah, teach us the sunnahs of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Give us tawfiq of learning and practicing every sunnah of Nabi alayhi salatu wa salam. Give us the love for every sunnah of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. O may Allah accept our lives for the propagation of the sunnah of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Jazallahu anna nabiyyana Muhammadan sallallahu alayhi wa sallam bima huwa ahlu. Ya Rabbi salli wa sallim daiman abadan ala habibika khayril khalqi kullihimi. اللهم إنا نسألك من خير ما سألك منه نبيك محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم ونعوذ بك من شر ما استعاذك منه نبيك محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم أنت المستعان وعليك البلاغ ولا حول ولا قوة إلا بالله ربنا تقبل منا إنك أنت السميع العليم وتب علينا إنك أنت التواب الرحيم سبحان ربك رب العزة عما يصفون وسلام على المرسلين والحمد لله رب العالمين آمين. Brothers are encouraged, inshallah, before we leave, to try and read at least 2 rakats of salah, engage in some...